beautiful reflections. Thank you so much for being here and welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, Jareth Martinez, also known as Cherry, and in these episodes, we're going to have some open-minded, juicy conversations. We're going to talk about things that are taboo or topics that you don't really hear about. So sit back and relax, and let's get started on today's episode. Your environment. Take a look. What do you feel? What's around? You might hear sound or absolutely nothing but your breath and the wind. As I look within, I see I'm not meant to stay in confusion. I know it's all just an illusion, but I can't help but to feel so much. It's important to be real and such, to heal and to pass the luck to the future generations. We are all divine creations. Jareth Martinez. So today is 4/20/2020, and the time is 1:20. So there's a lot of synchronicities going on right now. I looked up the meaning of the angel number 120, and it says, angel number 120 tells you to ensure that all you put out to the universe is of a positive nature. Stay on a positive path to use your natural skills, talents, and abilities to their utmost for the benefit of yourself and others. And it also says, this is a message to trust that all will work out for the highest good of all. Have faith and trust and trust that outcomes will be favorable and beneficial to you. This is, I have been receiving downloads all day today, although it's been a roller coaster of emotions. I have not cried so much in a really, like, it really takes a lot for me to cry now. I'm, you know, recently I have been doing a lot of reflecting, like tapping, like connecting with my inner child, and, you know, just, it's important, I think, to kind of reflect so that you know the origin of certain, you know, certain feelings that you may have, or certain triggers that you may have, or certain, you know, any type of those emotions. It's good to know the origin of it. And so because of that, I have been reflecting a lot. And I'm realizing that when I was younger, I used to cry very much often, very, very much often. Like, I am a very sensitive person, but I think that when you become an adult and get used to like your adult life and things like that, you just kind of suppress so much to the point where you don't even cry anymore. And so I feel like it's actually been feeling so good to just cry, because there's a lot of not knowing going on right now, and there's a lot of confusion and a lot of you know, like, we don't know where things are gonna go. And for many of our lives, you know, and just globally, there's a lot of confusion. Like, okay, so like, am I gonna like go back to work, or like, do I still have a job or not? You know, am I gonna get sick if I go here? There's a lot of like confusion and like a lot of these feelings, and I'm definitely feeling it in my life, a lot of confusion so strongly when it comes to like my career and just what I'm meant to be doing, like financially. And it's scary because I know that big and beautiful things are coming, but I can't help but to be scared, or how do I say, fearful. It's more like of a fear that's like, oh my gosh, when you know that change is coming. And you know, it's just a situation where I needed to kind of hug my inner child, because there's times where maybe often we feel uncomfortable or unsafe or kind of shaky to move forward. And you just, when you feel like that, you know, reflect on when you have felt like that the very first time, and you'll notice that there's a lot of patterns that have maybe occurred within like when you were a child and things like that. So I hope that's making sense, but I really do think that, you know, today I remember literally I have been just releasing and purging a lot. And one of the things that I said today is help me to trust, like God, universe, my angelic team, my spirit guides, all of that, my light team that's behind me, help me trust and help me have patience. Like those are the two things that I am noticing that is very key in these times of uncertainty, is to just trust and be patient, because I think a lot of us are running out of patience right now. I know I am, because it's like, you know, we're not, a lot of us, I know I'm one of them, am not working right now. And I just want to like go already. I want to get things going. Like I want to get out back into the world already. Like I feel this urge to just like, just go out into the world and like, just let the sunshine come out and see my face already. Like I'm just so eager for it. And I do feel like this intense impatience within me. And I'm sure I'm feeling it within others as well. We all just kind of want to, especially here in Chicago, like you just never know what kind of weather you're going to get. Sorry, I don't know why I said it like that. But anyways, like today was a beautiful day outside in Chicago, but like, you never know, tomorrow might snow, tomorrow might rain, but there's just a lot of, you know, I think there's a lot maybe of frustrations or just feelings of uncertainty. And this is a time right now where we are all being tested in trust. That is not always easy to do, but ask for help and it will come. If you have trouble trusting, like myself, ask for help and it will come. So often we forget that the spiritual world is very real, just as the physical world is. Like today I received so many messages that I'm like, oh my gosh, holy cow. Like it still blows my mind to know that I'm really being watched over. There's a plan that is going on in the midst of all this for your life. So as you feel like you're doing nothing, sitting down, just staring at the wall and picking your nose, I'm just kidding. But as you're just, you know, feeling like you're not doing anything. Sorry, I say that all the time. Yeah, I just like goof off with my sister and I'm like, she'll be like, what you do today? And I'm like, just stare at the wall and pick at my nose. Obviously I'm kidding. But anyways, but yeah, it feels like we're not doing anything, but there are a lot of divine plans going on. In 2 days, the new moon will be here on April 22nd, and that is such an important day. This new moon has come in these times of big changes that are up ahead, and the intentions that you set on new moons and full moons and all that is so beautiful, so important, so like, I just think it's just absolutely a blessing. And so I think that for this new moon up ahead, it would be really good to set intentions and call in these changes that you're looking to have in your life. I'm going to read to you what the new moon, like meaning that is coming for April 22nd is all about, but just think about how exciting this new moon is, because this new moon is coming in the times of big transition, like literally, right after the new moon, we're going to be transitioning into more movement in our lives. A lot of people are going to go back to specific routines or kind of stepping out into the world once again. So set intentions, guys. So let me read to you a little bit. It says, this new moon brings excitement, unexpected change, and rebellion. If your strong urge to break free from routine and restriction cannot be met, restlessness, impatience, and nervous tension are likely. That is me 100%. I do feel like I want to rebel and just break free from the routines. I want to break free. I just want to travel. I just want to like leave everything behind, step on the airplane and just see all the different countries. Like I really do have this strong urge. So I feel like saying that, maybe you feel like that too. But it says acting impulsively and taking risks would would result in unexpected and unpleasant changes that cause upsetting disruptions to your life. Aggressive reactions, accidents, and chaos are just a few examples. But doing nothing with this electric and spontaneous energy could also result in the same unwanted consequences. So be flexible and open-minded to adapt to changing conditions. Seek safer options for change and excitement. So for the example that I gave earlier, explaining that I want to hop on the airplane and just get away, if I do that for months, that's probably not the best decision to make. So for example, I need to find a balance. So having a balance of going out to explore and see the world is valid, and that's great, and I should very much do that. But also having that balance of like knowing when to come back and knowing when to return home, and you know, making decisions that are not so impulsive and well planned out, well thought out. So that's my balance. So it's good to find your balance in your situation, to not just fully impulse in, you know, just like, you know what, fuck it, I wanna live that van life. And it's like, you gotta have a plan. You wanna make sure you have this or that or whatever the case is. So I felt like that was important for me to mention. Lots of new things, guys. Don't be afraid of all the changes is what I'm saying to myself as well. Just embrace it. It's all, you know, we're all just having this human experience. Before I end this podcast episode, I want to share 5 mantras with you. These mantras are very helpful for me in these times of my life, and I really do hope that these mantras can help you as well if you are in need of it. So I would like to ask you to sit in a quiet space, close your eyes, and listen to these mantras. Really soak it in. And also, when you hear the mantra being said, the first time, repeat it with me. I want to say these mantras. I'm going to give you 5 mantras, and I'm going to say them each 3 times so that you can say them along with me, and we can say these mantras together. So, like I said, in your sacred space, sit comfortably or lay comfortably. Close your eyes. Put your hand to your heart. Whichever hand you feel called to put to your heart. And then put your other hand to your abdominal area, towards your solar plexus chakra. So one hand in your heart chakra and the other hand in your solar plexus chakra. Connecting to your beautiful breath, slow and deep breath in and out. I love myself and I am worthy of living my dreams. I love myself and I am worthy of living my dreams. I love myself and I am worthy of living my dreams. I am compassionate with myself and I am becoming better at showing myself kindness. I am compassionate with myself and I am becoming better at showing myself kindness. I am compassionate with myself and I am becoming better at showing myself kindness. I define what success means to me and I am becoming better at making my own decisions. I define what success means to me, and I am becoming better at making my own decisions. I define what success means to me, and I am becoming better at making my own decisions. I am divinely loved and supported, and I'm becoming better at seeing miracles around me. I am divinely loved and supported, and I'm becoming better at seeing miracles around me. I am divinely loved and supported, and I'm becoming better at seeing miracles around me. I allow my intuition to guide me, and I'm becoming braver at taking action. I allow my intuition to guide me, and I am becoming braver at taking action. I allow my intuition to guide me, and I am becoming braver at taking action. Breathing in. Open mouth, exhale, letting it all out. You can gently open your eyes and get started with your beautiful day or end your day. As you go on with your day or night, please remember that you are all that and a bag of cherries. Stay blessed, stay healthy, and I will talk to you in my next podcast episode. Namaste.